A day on after Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's excursion into the Valley of a Thousand Hills to the Asagai Coffee Farm, I'm sat here with a very relaxed driver that I had that took me all the way from Kloof, also in KwaZulu-Natal, all the way to the Valley of a Thousand Hills. Now, Shirley, what was your impression of being on a coffee farm for the first time? And what was your impression of Rick, the farmer and, roaster and everything?
Well, it was an amazing experience going to a coffee farm. It's added a whole new dimension to my coffee experience. I have even more appreciation for what goes into a bean, not just on the growing, but in the preparation, the everything that happens to that bean before it gets roasted and before it lands up in my cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rick is a very colorful, grounded, wonderful character. And he just bought the tour alive of going around the coffee plantation. He's an amazing farmer. He knows his onions.
Hopefully he knows his coffee beans, yes. Actually, I just remember him also saying that he actually built himself his first roaster.
That's right.
Do you remember what it was made of?
Where did he take all his
components?
From a washing machine drum.
Exactly.
Yes.
From a washing machine drum. That was his roasting drum. And I must say, I think he's built two, and now he's got one. I didn't quite get to see what the make of it is, because it's pretty much a lot in use, and it looked battered, actually. Probably not as pampered as I would have imagined a roaster to be, in the roasters that I've seen from artisan roasters in the UK and in Austria. I'm thinking of CGP Fürt Café as well, who pampers his handmade roaster, which was hand-built for him by Stelios, a beautiful guy from Athens. But this roasting machine that we saw there must have been through a lot. But it was fascinating, right, Shirley?
Yes, absolutely. Rick and what he achieves with his innovations is just as characterful and colorful as the coffees, I think, that he produces.
We had a coffee there. Also, his espresso machine was kind of, interesting, and his methods interesting. But it was a lovely experience. But the thing is, we're also going to go on to another coffee farm at the end of our stay here in South Africa on the 27th of December. We really look forward to going to Beaver Creek. It's a bit north of here, is it?
No, the south coast, just outside of Port Edward.
That'll be a fascinating drive. So Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is going to go to another coffee farm very soon.